Well, things have changed a bit this week, haven't they? For one thing, those of us who are up front are realizing that not everything we do is off camera. We have to actually be visible more often in this service. It's a little bit different. And you can feel it out in the city. It is coming awake and alive again. There are more people out in the sunshine, people laughing and talking with one another on the street. There were more of us here at church this week getting ready for today. And now, so gloriously, there are people in physical form right here in church celebrating. Happy Pentecost, everyone. This day that we call the birthday of the church. Happy first day of the new world, the world that God is forever making new. The New Yorker magazine had an evocative cover for this week, a great door opening and a little group of people standing at it, peering out from the darkness to the bright city beyond. This reopening time feels a little bit like that, like stepping out into the light. And it might feel also like those dry bones that Ezekiel talks about in our first reading, in that valley, lying in despair. God's people without hope, cut off completely. The four winds come and bring our breath, bring the spirit that is our breath, one and the same. And we stand and we live and we can breathe. And it might feel like the caged bird of Maya Angelou's poem, wings clipped and feet tied, who sings with a fearful trill of things unknown but longed for still. And his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom, while the free bird on the back of the wind names the sky his own. We're invited out of the cage to fly in the open air. We have been shut up in darkness. We have been dried up in despair, longing for the soft winds and dreaming of freedom. When we are ripe for the Holy Spirit's sudden swooping arrival. And today, so blessedly, she comes. Just as it happened on all those disciples gathered together thousands of years ago. There, praying and then feeling the whoosh of the wind and the fire of the flame and everything going topsy-turvy all around them. Here comes the Spirit, the sweet, sweet Spirit, the wild and woolly Spirit, breathing life, opening doors, bringing us together. Whoa. Doesn't it kind of freak you out a little bit? I had somebody at the early service say, it was all I could do to get out of my apartment today and actually come into the church. Put that mask back on, please. Stand 6 feet away. I'm not really sure if you're vaccinated or not. And even more, I've been inside all by myself looking at the world through a screen. I'm not really comfortable outside anymore. And it's convenient working in my sweatpants every day. I had to put clothes on and come into this building today, right? Why does that have to change? And I'm not so sure about mixing with all those people on the subway. This is all moving so fast. Well, this stage of the pandemic, it feels like Pentecost. It's all the excitement of the Spirit and songs about freedom and preaching about big change, and secretly inside, or maybe not so secretly, we aren't having any of it. And I'm not talking about the sensible kind of caution that still is out there for those who haven't been vaccinated or can't be vaccinated or have health risks. I mean the existential dread that has seemed to cling to so many of us that is so hard for so many of us to let go of now. And the dogged resistance to change that clings to all of us, always. We might want to feel free, but we don't. Well, if you've ever seen a bird get trapped inside a room, you know it's challenging to get them back out of it. Sometimes birds can get themselves stuck inside, panicking and fleeing from anyone who might try to help. Liz Maxwell and Susan Hill, both clergy from this church before, told me of a time when a bird was stuck in our sacristy here, flying around, and they were trying desperately to get it out one Sunday, which seems symbolic in some way. And I remember as a kid one time when a bird came flying through our sliding glass door into our living room and was just pooping on everything and driving the cat crazy, and my mom really had a struggle to get it to go back outside. These creatures desperately long to be outside, but being inside got them so confused they could no longer work their way back out the exit. They couldn't even sense just where that exit was. And that, just like us, sometimes. What is the Spirit gonna do with us? God wants to break us free. How's that going for us these days? Are we ready? Or are we insisting on bringing our chains along with us? Are we truly welcoming freedom, or are we staying in the cage? Does our confusion keep us flying around and around instead of up and out? Are we wishing we could shut that door again and stay safe in the darkness? The world is a scary place, and we can point to so many things going wrong. The pandemic, only one of a long list. And we feel better holding back from this too risky feeling of trust. Because maybe we're not sure we believe all of that. Maybe we're happier just the way things are. Maybe we're just too scared to let things change. Well, Jesus knows all about that. In the gospel today, he's winding up this long speech that he gives to his disciples before his passion and his death and his resurrection, before everything is about to change. It's called the farewell discourse. Some people call it the so long speech because it's so long. And he tells them everything's going to change, but it's okay because the Spirit will come and be with you. You will not be forsaken. And when the Spirit comes, he says, truth will be revealed. Truth over against the lies we hold onto about how the world is and what we really can trust. Now, sometimes John's gospel words can spin us around too far to follow the meaning of where he's trying to take us. And this long speech of Jesus is one of those times. And he goes on about the Spirit proving the world wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. What is he saying? Well, these big, loaded words, he's unpacking them and breaking them open, saying, first of all, sin, that word that describes our alienation from God. It's not about doing or not doing a list of things. Sin is lacking trust, lacking belief in God as revealed in Jesus's way of love. Not belief as in agreeing to these following doctrines. This is belief as in giving our heart. And we struggle in this world to really trust, to give our heart, to live the way Jesus tells us. That separates us from God. And then righteousness, not about living perfect, pious lives. Instead, the question is, do we live in a way that shows Jesus, that shows love to others? Isn't that what righteousness should be? Not being so amazing ourselves, but being transparent, windows to Jesus. When people look at us and the way we live, do we show them Jesus? And finally, judgment. This world, created good, created to be life-giving for all, runs counter to how God made it. It's been corrupted into something that brings pain and suffering and death. Do we go along with that corruption? Or do we try to change it? Do we live differently? Do we bring life to others? In other words, do we trust God and live the way of Jesus? Do we show that even when the world around us embraces a whole different set of priorities? Do we let the Spirit free us from all that keeps us in thrall? Our money, our prejudices, our lifestyles, our comfortable selfishness, our ideological purity, our suffering and struggles. The free bird flies on the current of the wind, trusting those currents to carry it. And in the deepest parts of our souls, we long for that kind of freedom, that radical trust. And in the deepest parts of our souls, we feel that flicker in moments of joy, of ecstasy, of beauty. But we find so many reasons to believe that it's not really true. You may not feel ready for this great reopening of American society we're all experimenting with now. You may not feel free the way Jesus promises. You might think you have a few more questions that you'd like answered first. A little more certainty and knowledge. Or you might want a little more improvement to your circumstances so that things around you show you that all can be indeed well. Or you may want more time to fix the problems in this broken world. But it is Pentecost, and the Spirit calls to that deepest part of you. Deep calls to deep, saying, the cage door is open. The chains are undone. You can breathe. Even now, God lifts up your head. Even now, the soft winds come in. So let us fly together and see where the Spirit is taking us next. Amen.